We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
You go away for a weekend, you got all these texts on the text line, people sending their cars. Go down to where it says...
Our showstopper?
Yeah, go to, hey, showgirl Nicole here. Look at that car. That's a sick whip. It's like purple and black.
Oh, wow.
I have a 1955 DeSoto Fire Dome, all original.
I don't
know what any of those words mean,
I've never seen a car like this,
That's
feel like.
A sick car. Top one, the Mitsubishi 1999 Mitsubishi
that's so
Eclipse.
Cool.
That's dude, awesome. In 1999, that was the Boner Mobile.
Oh, that's badass.
In 1999, if you had a Mitsubishi Eclipse, I mean, it's still a badass car, but I remember all the chicks in my high school wanted guys that drove Mitsubishis.
Yep. Yo, is the Saturday 3 attachments, is that a Vin Diesel car?
What did Vin Diesel drive? That one says,
it looks like
1972
it.
Chevy Nova Skytop, only 10 left in existence. You guys are making this really hard.
Yeah, this is...
They're making this really hard.
Yeah, this is going to be a rough one.
You don't know what I'm talking about. We are looking for our Showstopper. Showstopper is powered by Crazy Daisies. You want a prime spot to show off your ride at the Syracuse Nationals? Well, we're less than a month away now. July 16th, 17th, and 18th, the New York State Fairgrounds. Represent K-Rock right at the front gates. Text your car or truck, 2001 or older, to the K-Rock text line, 315-364-109.
Scroll down a little more into Thursday, and there's another Mitsubishi,
1997 bro. Mitsubishi GT... Hold on.
Yo,
it's a long one.
Let's get them both.
1997 Mitsubishi 3000 GT VR4.
That's what she
Race
said.
Race for the Cure.
That's what she said. Those
wow,
are cool.
I gotta save all these. I don't wanna lose them.
Neat.
All right. And then there must have been a contest. All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Good morning, everybody.
I think he was giving away some more stuff.
He was. Anywho, ooh. Big week. Well, let's go ahead.
Real quick. You'll be surprised I don't remember.
Yeah.
Who won Cocoa Puffs?
Who won Cocoa Puffs?
Yeah, do you remember in there? The grass pass. I'm just going to go back and look. I don't remember.
Somebody did.
I didn't remember like the next day. I have the sheet of paper in my bag and went, oh, yeah.
Thankfully for us, it's recorded.
That's why I wasn't working.
And we can just go back and watch it. Because I don't remember. That was all the way back on Thursday. You kidding me?
Yeah.
We haven't been here since Thursday, bro.
No, I got nothing.
Well, ahoy, hoy, friends. How are we? Happy Monday morning, June 22nd, 2026. Educators, you just gotta drag that body over the finish line.
This is unacceptable. This is unacceptable.
My kids are done. Well, my one has like a Spanish test at some point. But my kids are done. But my poor wife, this is her last week.
No.
And I would imagine that you're all mentally drained. No.
Come on up and
you've
fish.
Got the finish line.
Do fishing with us Saturday. Throw a line in the water.
Oh.
Have a drink at lock one.
Yeah, bud.
Let's just relax.
So, yeah, Saturday is our fishing derby. We'll get into all of that. We've got, what else going on this week? Fishing derby stuff. Cocoa Puffs on Thursday.
That's what the other thing was.
It's a busy week. A lot going on this week.
Yeah. Although,
what?
They're wiping that place out.
It's going to look like an episode of Backrooms. We're going to be sitting in empty room, and that's fine. That's the goal.
Yep.
That's the goal.
That's the goal
That's
now.
What we do now.
We sell bongs.
315-364-109. Lots to get to. Oh, my God. Lottie won another $700 on baseball.
Yeah, he's basically a Rayman.
Is he a professional gambler now?
Yes, he is.
Is Lottie going to be one of those guys you see at the casino, but he's like back in the glass rooms that we're not allowed to go in, and he's got like, he's making big bets?
I was going to tell him after that. I was going to let him know he should start doing that for streaming. That's
Lottie.
That's big numbers.
Dude,
people,
Lottie.
People go nuts for that.
Put down the video games. Put down the bass guitar. Pick up a little gambling.
Do give gambling talk while gaming.
Okay. Okay.
Gambling and gaming with Lottie.
But is that like something that like Twitch would get you to say because you're promoting gambling?
It's legal in New York. I promote and smoke weed.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe.
Review your terms of service.
Yeah, review your terms.
Anyways, we are here live on a very busy week. I guess. I guess we'll work 5 days this week. We don't do that very often.
I was looking to see to make sure, because at the drop of a hat, I'm telling you right now.
I don't know the last week we did a full 5 days.
You ain't see if there's a, because what was it? Old Forge was like, it's not looking too good for Thursday, Friday. So it was like, all right, I don't need to text him, I guess.
I know you're joking calling us part-timers, but we're absolutely part-timers.
Because Thursday is 75% of the area will get it, the rain, and the Friday 70.
If we didn't have a fishing tournament Saturday, I would have taken Friday off again. I don't give a damn.
That's what I mean. I was like, and then I'll get up there. I'll leave Thursday, get up there, do a little Cocoa Puffs.
You got any camping this week? You got any camping?
They go back up to Verona because I got them a site and... like a week or so, but I think a few days we're good.
Today's supposed to be rainy, I guess, so. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Look what I can do. Look what I can do. Woo-hoo. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. So, all right, before we get into it, let's talk about what's happening this Saturday. It's our big fishing derby. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's the K-Rock Masturbators Classic. Uh-huh. I know the name turns many of you off. Some of you turned you on. I don't care.
Hey, now.
But it's just a fun fishing derby Saturday morning at Lock One Distilling this Saturday. All this weekend is a free fishing weekend in the state of New York. You don't need a license.
Nope.
So here's what's going to go down. We're going to get out there about 8 a.m. You can get there early if you want and catch something big, put it in a live well, bring it over to us. Catch some lunkers, some river pigs, some donks, if you will.
I mean, if you catch any other animals, bring them over for me to see, too.
Yeah, Cody would like to see. Or snakes, if you just bring turtles, your dog, frogs. He'd like to pet your dog. He'd like to see your dog. We'll be out there bright and early Saturday morning, June 27th, Lock One Distilling in Phoenix, presented by Installations Unlimited. Drop a line. We'll be fishing. You'll be fishing. Yeah. I'll be fishing.
Make a time.
You can park at the Island in Phoenix. It's right over the bridge, right over Cody's favorite drawbridge, right there. Park over on the island. Come on over and fish throughout the morning. Hang out. Lock One will be open for food, drink, all of that. And we will we'll be hanging out. Saturday morning. See you nice and early.
When I get there, you're going to have to show me what you guys always mean when you say the island.
I'll show you on the map.
Because I hear y'all be saying it there.
Oh, we got an island.
And you're like, just go park over there. And I'm like, I don't think that's how an island works.
Yes. Yeah, it's an island. It's not a peninsula.
Oh.
I believe it is not an archipelago. It is just an island.
Okay, all right. There's just a little bridge.
Is there another word I'm forgetting?
No.
Archipelago.
I like those. Those are good ones. Those
a
are
chain
really
of
words.
Islands.
Yep.
Peninsula.
Peninsula.
Oh, and then what's the other one? Isthmus? What's the isthmus?
Oh, hey now.
Not Christmas.
Christmas.
What's an isthmus? Hold on.
Our Lord and Savior's birthday?
Isthmus.
Isthmus? Estuary? I don't know.
A narrow strip of land connecting two larger land masses.
It's called what? An isthmus?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm college educated over here. I know big words.
What podcast was that?
Don Isthmus. Radio legend Don Isthmus.
Yes.
So, Cody, we were enjoying Friday off. Well, I was, at least. Cody is over at Mama Max, a.k.a. Debbie's Doobie Dungeon,
uh-huh.
as we now know it. Cocoa Puffs Thursday night.
Yep.
Stayed over there. They were camping. And poor Cody loses power on Friday. Well, but you and five other people?
Well, I get the alert that because I was like, all right, let me go run some errands. Mm-hmm. I got a couple hours
uh-huh.
before the game. I'll get everything all done. That way, you know, we're good to go. And then I got the alert that. The power was out there, and I was like, all right, whatever. It happened like the day before.
How do you get the alert? You're linked to the account,
no,
too?
No, Deb got it. Deb got it. Okay. Just here, these are all out. And I was like, that doesn't matter. By the time I get back, we'll be fine.
Sure.
And then it wasn't.
Okay.
But then you could see the area. It said it was crews there. Everything's mm-hmm. good to go. And there was like 120 people that were affected.
Okay.
And then like 2 hours went by, and all of a sudden, the time changed and said crews were en route and it won't be back on until 8. And there was about 6 of us that were affected. I'm like,
it's Cody luck.
Kidding me.
We call that Cody luck.
And it's like, okay, no big deal. There's a pool there. I can hang out. Not a big. I watch
weed
the,
drugs.
Right. I'll be fine. I can watch the game on my phone. I'll float in the pool. It won't matter. And then for the entire time that it really matters, there's a storm.
Oh.
Mostly, again, just over that same little
specifically
area.
I didn't know that I was bragging, but I was enjoying outdoors. I was just swinging on my outdoor, and Cody's like, yeah, I'm in a storm right now. And I looked at the radar. I was literally just over him. Just a little storm right
so
over you.
Weird. It was so weird.
So you had no power.
Yep.
You were being stormed on.
Yep.
And then you get an idea.
Because
you were so bored?
Because then it got hot. Yeah, right. That's an old ass car.
What is that? All right.
And then it was just getting hot because it was humid.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to go do a quick cannonball.
Yep.
And then come back out once the storm, and then it started to storm again. And then the brain started to.
You wanted to show off all your top, do your top jumps.
Where I was like,
yeah, if you
now
go
I have
to,
time for a cannonball and a jackknife.
If you go to K-Rock Cody Mack on Instagram, you can see how many, 7, 8 jumps?
I can't even remember.
He did jumps.
It was a good amount of jumps.
He did
jumps.
A cannonball, belly flop, back flop, double ankle grab, jackknife. There was a sea lion in there.
This is the sea lion.
Sea lion.
Which,
all your top jumps,
which,
folks.
Thanks to Josh's fine editing, you can't see just how much Elsa hated every single one of those.
Yeah, so for
all
those of you who went behind the curtain, Cody texts me, I'm chilling on Friday.
Mm.
I knew that Cody was without power. He was kind of going loopy over at Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
Yeah.
And he texts me, had a high idea. I put it in the Dropbox. So we have a Dropbox that we can share, send large files to each other. And I go in there, and it was him just jumping in the pool over and over again.
Showing off my different dives.
Unedited. So it was like, Cody would jump in, swim back, climb up. Cody would jump in. Every time he jumped in, Elsa
hated
was furious.
It. Hated it. Furious
and because
about it. But doesn't want to come in.
No. Does she ever get in the pool?
If you ever once in a while, and sometimes she gets dunked just because it's like, it's 100 degrees, you can just, swim around for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Cool your ass off.
So, behind the curtain, I eventually go inside Friday night.
Mm.
I was up on my fire, and I'm like, I'm going to edit this video for Cody because he wants to post it. It'll be funny. Well, Freddy, as you know, sleeps on his dog bed right in my office. He hated that video so much.
I bet.
Because I had the speakers on so I could edit it.
But
every time
bark.
You jump in the pool, Elsa would bark, so maybe he knows that's Elsa's bark or whatever.
Oh, I
and
bet.
He'd go, and he'd jump up, and I'd go, no, it's
sorry, bud.
It's a video.
Yep. She definitely did not like the sea lion.
So I was doing this move where every time I would edit, I would mute so that like Elsa wouldn't bark, and then Freddy wouldn't freak out. It was a whole thing. But it all worked out. Go to K-Rock Cody Mack.
Yes, I just...
On Instagram to watch that.
And very athletic, by the way. They're the best of the moves.
You're a handsomest boy.
You're
a handsomest boy. But I did, the joke, as I said in the comments, was I thought I was past the age where my children would say, Dad, watch my jumps.
No.
Not at all.
No.
My third child said, Dad, watch my jumps.
And we forgot the most important, spin and twist.
Spin and twist! Can't forget about the spin and twist.
Spin and twist.
Yeah, I want to see a triple Lindy as well, Bob says in chat.
Athletic dive.
Athletic dive.
Yep. Nope, there's a couple on there. But be safe.
Listen, if you're looking to impress the ladies this summer, K-Rock Cody Mack on Instagram. That's where all the footage is.
Yep.
Get the show. All the links at theshow.fm. Listen, you can find us right there. Very easy. Maybe you don't know nothing about computers. Mm. Podcasts, daily streams, all of that. Theshow.fm.
Wheezing the juice.
Wheezing the juice? Who's wheezing the juice?
You said Lynx.
Oh.
Encino Man.
Does he say Lynx and Encino? You know more about Encino Man than I... Oh,
Link
that's his name?
It? Yeah.
Because he's missing Link. I get it.
I always thought that'd be a very easy redo for a Disney Channel and make themselves a whole bunch of money without even having to worry about people being like, that sucked. It wouldn't matter. Kids would like it.
Yeah, I think they would.
Very,
well, I saw footage of the new Moana, the live-action Moana.
Oh, I can't get over to The Rock.
Bro.
I'm sorry. You can't watch somebody do stuff forever and then see that.
And they're pushing it hard.
I bet its budget was a lot.
Wife and kids took me to Disclosure Day yesterday. I saw that at the movie tavern.
With a armful of popcorn buckets from He-Man?
The He-Man popcorn buckets look really cool. They have like a Castle Grayskull, and what was the other one I sent you?
The Skeletor's like head, I think it was.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh, it did look neat.
But they're really pushing this Moana live action thing. Yeah. They got all the standouts.
Did they show even a preview during the Disclosure Day?
They tell you to... They run the please silence your cell phones, but it's the live action Moana. I got a feeling they're crapping their pants on this. They're like, we're guys.
Yeah,
I got to make our money back on this.
Because it's a weird...
The second the live action rock footage leaked, everyone's like, no way.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? What happened? For live...
Well, what do you look... It comes out in July.
Action Moana.
What are you looking
at? I want to see the budget for it.
How much, dude?
No, although, okay... So it's already exceeded $200 million. But they say that it should, but it will need to gross over $500 million globally just to break even.
I don't think that.
But I disagree.
Maybe it's definitely not for me, but it just looks like it's going to be...
That's so weird.
It's going to be panned a lot. People are going to pick on it.
And
I feel terrible for like the actress who's playing. Who is Moana? Is that who that is?
I don't know the character's name. I don't know who she is.
But she's like the lead actress, and this should be like a big breakout role for her. But everyone's going to be focused on how stupid The Rock is.
The problem is they don't ever do anything different. You know how when we think it's funny to put a wig on you?
Yeah, because it's funny.
And we're being silly.
I'm not a giant ripped Samoan.
He's like, no, just put a wig on me. That's all the character needs. And they're like, no, it needs we need a little more.
I'm going to be The Rock.
No, that's it.
Don't forget, I don't lose fights. So there's no fights.
I don't lose fights.
It's in my contract.
Long, beautiful, flowy, brown hair. Very unnatural to the character. And that's it.
Maybe kids will see it and like it. I don't know, but I laugh audibly when I see The Rock with his big curly locks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it does not.
It's not a good look.
What they should have done was, if you're going to do it, go crazy.
What do you mean?
Like in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't know what his character's name is. The Rock.
Yeah.
it's like he's big and over the top and wild looking. They just made like kind of bulked up Rock.
All right.
Just he's put all the prosthetics on him.
So the actress is playing Moana. Moana's the lead.
Yep.
He's playing Maui. Okay. Then there's Hee-Hee the Rooster.
Yeah, obviously.
Tamatoa, the crab-looking thing. Grandma Tala.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all Samoan culture stuff. That's great.
Yeah.
Fine. I just don't... I don't know anything about it.
Well, no, and it's not... I just don't...
And, like, Maui is kind of fat. Hey, it's pronounced Hey the Rooster.
Oh, okay.
But so, like, obviously he's like, I don't want to be fat. I want to be jacked.
But, okay. Which is fine, but... His hair is too much.
It's too much. I digress.
Yeah.
It's not for me. But Disclosure Day, I liked a lot. I won't say much because I don't want to spoil anything. But like I told Cody, the trailer kind of sells it like it's scarier than it really is. It wasn't very scary. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it.
It was more like a thrilling moment.
Yeah. I sent Cody all my family's reviews. Wife loved it. Oldest child, it was good. Youngest child, meh, aliens ain't that serious, bruh. Aliens ain't that serious, bruh. Whatever.
Bruh. Like.
Whatever that means.
No cap, dog.
Aliens ain't that serious, bruh. But I liked it.
Has he ever seen Signs? Would that scare him or no?
I don't know.
It scared me.
It scared you, I know, bud.
Scared me. But again, aliens, they ain't that serious, so maybe not.
They're serious, bro. Come on now.
I rule by
Saturday's our fishing derby.
Come on down
to Phoenix, New York. Now, by the way, if you want to make a weekend out of Phoenix, New York, Friday nights are fireworks.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're
cool.
Doing Friday night fireworks in Phoenix, and then...
So we should all jam pack the hotels?
Oh, but you couldn't get a hotel room in Phoenix if you wanted to. We're packed to the brim.
Isn't because there's no hotels in Phoenix.
We ain't got no hotels. We only got one street light. But I want you all to come up to my town Friday and
that's
Saturday.
That's actually awesome. I kind of wish you did because that'd be a neat. Anybody have a Airbnb for?
Dude, we got tons of stuff going on up there. We got, I got to see what kind of food trucks will be out there for Friday night. They usually do a whole nice little spread.
That's cool.
At dusk, get on out there, and then Saturday morning, bright and early, we'll be fishing. Come on over to Lock One.
I'm winning this, and I'm eligible. I don't care.
I hope you are.
I will take your guys' grand prize.
Transformer lover and Twitch asking, Josh, what'd you do for Father's Day yesterday? Well, happy belated Father's Day to my fellow fathers. And, of course, for those of you missing your fathers yesterday, sorry that you had to go through that. But
wasn't necessarily missing him, Bob.
But I hope you all had a lovely day. I certainly did. Kids made me, I say kids made me a nice handmade card. Oldest made me a nice handmade card. Youngest put the least amount of effort whatsoever into it. As here is a beautiful card. The oldest is the artistic one.
Yep.
I get a handmade card. It's like got like a beaver on it. It says best damn dad ever.
Okay.
It's cute. It's adorable. Now, I don't say my kids' names on the air.
I like jokes.
So
like
I'm going to use Cody's name as my youngest name.
Yeah.
Wife has a whole nice message. Thank you for everything. Blah, blah, blah. Everything. Oldest writes, thanks for always being there for us, Dad. We love you. Cody. Just the youngest just wrote dash.
Boom.
His name.
Yeah. That's how you know.
Fine. That's the effort that we're putting into it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And then we went and saw, I said, Disclosure Day. I had a nice lunch at Buffalo Wild Wings.
He took you to the movies.
Took me to the movies.
You get a little Slamberg?
I got that smash. I don't know if it's a Smashburg, but it's the bacon patty melt. Love it.
Oh, their burgers are good.
Went and saw Disclosure Day. And then the wife got me some scratchers and candy for Father's Day.
Okay.
And here's the scene, Cody Mack. So let's go back to Friday. We got some new furniture delivered on Friday.
Yep.
My wife decided to make the jump from couch to two recliners.
Okay.
She wanted something to put her feet up with.
Yeah.
So we got a couch and two recliners delivered on Friday. Living room is kind of empty right now because we're going to paint it and all that. Here's the scene. It's about 7:15 last night. Wife's in one recliner. I'm in the other recliner.
Yep.
I'm doing my scratch-offs.
Yep.
And on the TV, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
And I go to her and I go,
that's it.
I guess we're this now. I guess we're just the old couple in recliners.
Yep.
And I'm doing scratchers and we're watching Celebrity Wheel of Fortune on a Sunday.
Yeah.
I guess this is what we are now.
That's a kind of all about relaxing, if you ask me. Does Freddie not like it at all? Is he very confused?
Freddie, I tried.
Not like change.
You want me to give you my whole big spiel? Want me to give you my whole big spiel that I gave my family?
Is this what you told Freddie?
Because here's the thing. Freddie, very possessive of my wife. He just wants to be near her honor. So we have the couch, and I put the Freddie blanket on the couch, and that's where he can lay. He can lay on his blanket on the couch. And I said, on Friday, when this furniture got delivered, no animals on the recliners.
Yeah, right.
And I go, we're not letting animals on the recliners.
And by Friday, at what point?
So Friday night, I get a picture of one of the cats on the recliner, and I lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if this cat ruins his chair, I'm going to throw it in the woods with the crow. So then, yesterday, same scene, set the same scene. Two elderly people in their recliners watching their programs.
Yep.
I'm doing my scratchers. And Freddie is having a panic attack. Because my wife is in the recliner, and he's just pacing, going,
Yeah, he wants to get up there.
And my wife goes, he wants to get up in the recliner. I go, no animals in the recliners. She said, but look at him, he's so sad. I go, telling you right now, the second you let this dog up in this recliner, he's going to be all over you.
Yeah.
And she's like, but look how sad he is. And then I give a whole speech of, God forbid we train this dog at all.
Well,
God forbid we try to train anything with this dog and have an understanding that recliners are for people.
That's what you think.
Couches for animals.
I don't think so.
So then Fred jumped up in the recliner.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't
right on my wife's lap.
Yep.
And I had to make a whole presentation about, why these animals act the way they do. We got no rules.
How'd that go?
We got no rules.
That work out well?
You gotta have rules.
And where is he right now?
He's probably on the damn recliner.
I hope he is.
Probably on the damn recliner.
He's rolling around.
We're lawless. How are we gonna, just try to anything.
He's doing back rubs on there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That
try to make just a simple rule, and the animals always win.
His house is lawless.
Lawless in here. Okay. You know, try to make one rule.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Oh, and then by the way, his Father's Day message.
Oh, okay.
You want Bobby's Father's Day message?
Yep. You guys do a nice back and forth, nice heartfelt back and forth between the two of you. I'm very sure of it. Yeah.
That's try. Jesus Christ, you try. All
right. It's a big yes.
So, Saturday night, I went by my parents' house. They were at my sister's, and I put his Father's Day card in the mailbox. Saturday night, yesterday morning, I text him, "Happy Father's Day," to which I get the reply, "Thanks, you also got the card, didn't open it yet."
What's he waiting for? Pop that bad boy open.
Got the card in the mailbox, didn't open it yet.
What if it could have something big in there?
I
don't know.
He could have. You know what? Before I reply, let me just open this gift card.
But
see what's in there. Nah.
Josh, I see you did a thing. I'll get to it.
Someday.
I'm Widowly Iwobi.
I'm Iwobi.
Ahoy, hoy. Thank you for joining us bright and early on a Monday morning. This is K-Rock.
Ooh.
We got our big fishing tournament coming up on Saturday. Fun for the whole family. We'd love it if you stopped by. We'll get there at 8 a.m. If you want to fish earlier than that, be my guest. I just won't be there to watch you do it.
Little ditch pickle.
You do you. We're just having a fun time. Biggest fish is going to win custom floor mats for your vehicle, courtesy of Installations Unlimited. Plus, we got a bunch of other fun giveaways, like I've been harping on. It's just a fun tournament.
Yeah, have a good time.
Don't roll up with your bass boat expecting to,
get
all serious
about cash and prizes,
because
then we are going to have to ridicule you and shame you.
Mm-hmm. We're just there for funsies. Funsies. Yes. Tonsies of funsies.
It is. That's actually really going to be fun. I'm excited.
Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, we'll be kicking it off. Go to like noonish or earlier. I don't know how this. It's our first time doing it. We're trying new things.
Yeah. We've had a couple ideas. We want to do it.
Trying new things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of new things happening for Coco and I. You're going to be paying attention to. So be buckled in. The show.fm is where you find it all. But
buckle your ass in.
Buckle
there.
Up.
Do it.
So,
hello?
All right.
Yo, word.
I'm going to talk about diapers.
Yo, you would, old man.
Reusable diapers have always been a thing, as far as I know.
What do you mean,
cloth diapers?
Like they wash them? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember there being cloth diapers.
Yeah.
My kids, all their diapers went in the landfills, in the ocean.
Yeah, screw the environment.
Well, the newest trend is wool reusable diapers.
Okay.
And I don't think this is going to be good for anybody.
That doesn't sound comfortable for babies in their bottoms at all.
The latest trend in some parenting circles is wool diapers, which can supposedly go a month without being washed. What are you talking about?
No.
Pat Lucas, diaper maxing? Oh, we're diaper maxing.
No, that's... I was going to say, let's ask, this is a question for moms, and I bet all of them are going to say no.
Uh-huh.
All of them are going to say no.
Uh-huh. Wool diapers require a two-part system. There is an insert, which is cotton, that looks like a sanitary pad, catches all the waste. The wool diaper is the cover that holds the cotton in place.
So then it's not a diaper. It's a diaper cover. You're producing waste anyway.
But, as someone who has raised two babies... The diaper ain't always containing the mess, okay?
Blowouts. I've heard of these. And they are single-handedly
birth control device for you.
Uh-huh.
There will be a baby blowout that'll go up their back. It'll blow out the sides.
Nope. Don't hand me a baby that's been wearing a wool cover-up for 3 weeks. Here's my baby. Want to hold it?
Sister, do not bring your crappy bull wool... I can't even say the word she said. Your baby wool diaper near me. I agree.
No.
There is a lanolin in the wool, which is a natural wax that claims it is antimicrobial and self-cleaning. It's not. It's not.
No.
It's not.
So you're saying that sheep can just ish all over themselves and it's fine?
Yeah, they've got a lanolin cover.
No, I'm sorry, but no. I'm okay with some hippy-dippy whatever for environment and all that stuff, and you do what you got to do for your baby, but when you're going to then subject other people...
Yeah, I don't want to smell your baby's unwashed wool diaper.
Nah, we're good, bro.
Apparently, they're real hot on Facebook Marketplace where you can buy used wool diapers. What are we doing?
What's... Yeah. No. That's a big no for me, buddy.
I'm just trying to understand how it would work, I guess. In theory, sure. You have a wool diaper with a little pad that catches the refuse... Or whatever. But also, they ain't staying in that diaper, bud.
No.
There's been days where you're going right to the bathtub to hose off that kid.
And I bet you can't tell. I just, on light poop days, we'll wear the wool.
Like,
I'm sure you don't know when it's going to be.
And we're getting into summertime season, so now you got hot. You know what? I'm not going to even think about it anymore. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying? You save yourself. You save yourself. Dragula.
Parents, do not park your Dragula in the student parking lot. If you slam into the back of a Dragula, you will be reported to the police.
You only will be given 4 tickets to graduation. You will tell your grandparents to F off.
You will not be selling tickets, parrot. Seats are assigned.
Good morning, everybody. Happy. Listen, educators.
Graduation time.
Educators, drag your lifeless, exhausted bodies over the finish line this week.
It's like those
Thank you! Those
videos you see of those runners that bodies are just giving out and they're like 2 feet from the finish line, but they're just gotta do it. You're almost there.
You gotta do it.
Yep.
Oh, I was complaining in chat. I was telling people, listen, this must be a new thing. Where they do the senior walk, at least up in Phoenix, like the seniors are going back to the elementary school and walking through their elementary school.
I've seen little bits of it, but that's a fun thing for places to do.
Inconsolable.
I'd imagine it's easier for the smaller schools to do it as opposed to like a Liverpool.
Yeah.
Where 300 kids go outside and stand for...
Single photo. If somebody makes a side by side of my baby and then they're suddenly a senior, I'm gonna lose it.
Well, have you never seen a graduation party? You're gonna have an entire table.
Nope, I'm not going.
To your own kid's graduation party.
I'm not going.
You're not going.
I'm not going.
I think you probably are gonna have to go.
All this senior stuff I'm seeing posted all month long. I don't know how your parents. I'm a sap. I'm a sucker for my kids. I don't care what you think about me. I'm a sap for them.
Well, luckily, you got a little bit before the time warp thing or whatever
it's
called.
So maybe an asteroid will hit us before that happens.
It didn't already? Are we sure?
Yeah, Wes Jenny does the senior walk.
This is real now.
Liverpool's doing a walkthrough today, bud. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's no. But yeah, see what I mean? Like, those poor teachers, they got to be there doing that. Because they have to do a certain amount of days as opposed
days,
to just being able to go home. But no, let's stand on the hall so
do
they
it.
Can
we can
walk
do it,
through.
Educators. We can
You're
do
almost
it.
There. You're almost there.
Get yourself across the finish line. Summer vacation is in sight. You're going to get there.
Right. We're right there. Tippy toe up against it.
Please do not applaud until all the names have been read. Thank you.
Parents.
And there's always the parents who think that their kid's extra special.
They have to.
Woo-hoo! Shut up. They just said. Don't clap until all the names have been read.
There's always a few that have to, no matter what.
Yeah, but Bianca is so special, and Bianca had a big year.
There's always at least one or two dads that have to, when it's quiet, yell their daughter's nickname at them that they've said.
Let's go, Pookie! I love you, Pooh Bear!
There's always at least one or two dads that have to do that to their daughters at their graduation.
Please hold your claps. Michael says, I'm clapping for my kid. At the end you are, Michael.
Yeah.
at the end.
No.
Your kid ain't more special.
If I would clap for my goddamn child after my taxes paid for this whole damn place.
Wait till the end. That's all you gotta do. That's all you gotta do.
Yep.
Nebreka says, graduation here was Mother's Day. Y'all need to cut that 180 down to 150 because that's ridiculous. 180 in New York, bud. 180 in New York. Nebreka's in Nebraska.
No, that was such a long day. ESM wasn't bad, but Oswego. Oh, my God.
College graduation?
I remember when we all got seated and I was like, they have to say every one of these people's names?
Yeah.
And then we did.
Mm-hmm.
I was already pretty hammered.
Were you really?
We got.
For college graduation?
We got toasty. I remember standing in that line. We Blades the Dutch is standing in the line where like organizers were walking up and down and they were just, because you weren't allowed to. It was still illegal.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Are you going to take my diploma away?
What are you going to do?
Even I didn't. I did, like the week of college graduation was like a bunch of senior stuff.
Yeah.
Like I remember going up to where the statue is, that Sheldon Hall thing, and there was a bubble thing where we had champagne.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And then I remember the night before graduation, a bunch of us, I think it was my first time in the Raven. We went to the Raven. And I probably had like a cider, but I didn't drink or do any of that stuff really in college.
No, we had fun. I remember we had a good time.
And then up bright and early the next day, in line.
And then I remember I had sat next to one of the biggest people.
Like physically large people? Yeah.
So I was like, that's going to be a fun 3 hours.
So happy graduation. So graduation this weekend?
Is it like
high schools?
Are they like all the time?
What do you mean, like they're
scattered
around?
And then tomorrow there's three, and then it's Friday there's three. And then,
I don't know.
Because I don't really remember when it was. I don't remember when ESM's graduation was.
Ours was a Saturday, at least in Phoenix. Because you had your grad parties. Like you went and graduated that morning.
Oh, I don't.
Liverpool walked to stage Thursday.
I think.
They got to spread them out a little bit, you know?
Yeah, I don't
remember.
There's
only so many venues. Fulton's was last Friday. All right. West Jenny was that past weekend. All right, Nottingham. SRC Arena, 9:30 a.m. All right.
Yeah, that's what
so
I mean.
So we're already in it, man.
I remember getting to ESM, and then we all had to get on buses to be shipped over to the On Center.
Oh, that sucks.
But then when we were done,
that sucks.
We were able to leave. Because I remember I left, because I'm visualizing pictures, I left with the rents.
Okay.
So we were able to leave.
Ours was
with the
all
parents.
Right at JCB, man. Right in the gym.
And ours was at the, not the On Center, what was it? The Nicholas J.
You
Piro.
Big school kids, I feel bad for you. Or you got to like go to another venue.
And get on a bus. We had to be at school one more time.
Don't they do some graduations at the amphitheater too? Aren't some there?
Really? Oh, that'd be cool if the weather holds
up. Some are there, like the bigger the schools.
Oh, and we were the first ones to graduate in the new center in Oswego. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even done yet.
Yeah, we did not. We were over in the old Romney.
Nope.
Anyways.
That was it. The good old days.
Twitch.tv/theshow.fm for all the information.
Dear Summer, we've got your road trip ready truck at Burdick Toyota in Cicero, where you can lease a new 26 Toyota Tacoma SR5 double cab, now just $385 a month, 36 months with $4,000 total due at signing, just $385 a month for this ever-dependable midsize 4x4 truck at Burdick Toyota. Qualified buyers can get 3.99 APR financing for an efficient 48 months. Make every day a play day in your new Toyota Tacoma. Signed, Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Come test drive in person or shop online with SmartPath at burdicktoyota.com. 36 months lease, tax, $750 acquisition fee, $197.50 dock fee due at signing. DMV extra, 10,000 miles per year, 15 cents per thereafter. Security deposit waived. Special APR is $22.13 per month per 1,000 finance. Both offers with approved credit through TFS. See store for details. TSRP 43149. Ends 6/30/26.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Yeah. Did I just see him in like a video game trailer or something?
The Kravitz?
Yeah.
The Kravitz is in a game? I don't know.
Maybe it was like a fever dream, but it was some like cartoonish thing. Game maybe or a cartoon. I don't know what I'm thinking of.
He plays. Oh yeah,
he's in that James Bond game.
Yep, he plays a villain named.
Shout out Lenny Kravitz, who has made more of a career off being just a guy with dreadlocks.
Going, he's
got no shame. He's got like two songs.
He's just
handsome, and he can play the guitar, and leather pants cannot contain his genitals.
No.
And he has made a 40-year career out of being Lenny Kravitz.
Yep.
Nope. See, Melfire, he's still so sexy. Sorry.
It's crazy. I was
debating getting that 007 game. I think I want to get it.
It's probably right up your alley.
You want to get that. You want to get that.
Till July 2nd, I looked it up. You got till July 2nd.
And that's got the Monday Night Wars thing in it.
The Monday Night Wars edition of the wrestling game is $98, which crazy after tax and all that comes to $106-something bucks. But there you go.
I want to get that 007 first light game. That looks dope. It's like a combo of all the games I like. Like, it's got Hitman vibes to it. Assassin's Creed vibes to it. I'm gonna play that. So we're a couple of snack champs. We like a good snack.
Yeah. Agreed.
New York Post has an article out today with some snack stats. How many times on average? Now, I would say that we're gonna be the outliers when it comes here for a lot of these stats because, well, we're a couple snack champs. That's not even a joke. We love to snack.
Depending on what it is, though, we'll see.
The average person snacks four times a day.
Wow, okay.
We're way above that. The overs for us.
I like to graze. I like to go have like a couple handfuls of popcorn, get up a little while later, get a little.
My real enemy lately has been peanut M&Ms.
Yep.
It's a problem.
Those are good bags, though.
It's a problem.
You just now at this point, you just get that tub.
No, here's what I do.
That's what you should do.
Here's what I do. Well, and I did get rightfully yelled at about this.
Uh-oh.
For Mother's Day, I got my wife peanut M&Ms, but it came in like this container with like a flippy top.
Yeah.
That's the plastic one.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
It's like
I
this
like
big.
That. Yep. I like.
So
those.
I got her that for Mother's Day.
How fast do you eat all those on her? Uh-oh.
Pretty fast.
He's tippy tapping his hands.
So the other day,
I was just kidding.
A couple weeks ago, we were at Wegmans. And I did the sly move where I threw something in the cart.
Ah, you put them in the way. Where'd these come from?
Party bag. Put the party bag in the cart.
Yep.
We check out. We get in the car. She goes, your M&Ms cost $15 for a party bag. And I go, oh my God, they did? I didn't think. I got like a high-end cocaine addiction now.
I thought they would have said like $5.99, $6.99, $7.99.
Party bag is $15.
That is awful.
So now what I've been doing is using the party bag to refill a little shaker container.
There you go.
Like I like to pretend I'm taking my pills. I go out there and I pop the top. I go, give me a couple pills here. Something to settle the nerves.
Well, I'm in here, calm me down.
It's fun.
That's crazy.
But it's also in a very expensive addiction.
Yeah.
Very expensive. $15. All right, back to these stats.
Wow.
Snack stats. 60% of people have a secret snack stash inside their home. I ain't got no secrets to keep.
My cupboards?
Yeah. I ain't got no secrets to keep.
No, I bet they mean like if you got little babies and you got to go into your pantry and, you know, you take the label off of one thing and you put it on another thing and then you fill that one with your unhealthy snacks or whatever. But it says granola bars.
And then you hide your liquor bottle in the back of the toilet tank so nobody knows it's there.
Yep, let's call my daddy's poopy booze.
Because, I got no reason to hide my snacks from my family. I mean, they'll eat them if they're good ones.
Yeah.
But we don't all like the same things. Like, no one's eating the peanut M&Ms but me.
Or sometimes with just food, you have to put it behind something in the fridge to keep it out of reach.
Yeah.
But now you got older kids that, I'm so hungry. So they probably got better eyes to find your treats.
Here's where we're going to be probably in the minority. Was 39% of people have gone entire days without a real meal, just eating snacks.
Yeah.
I've done that a lot.
Yeah, sometimes all you want to do is...
It's embarrassing.
All you want to do is graze sometimes. Oh, Patty scared me.
Right, we're just... Before you know it, it's 9 o'clock at night, and you're like, I guess I have not had a meal today.
Especially in the summer when it gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you gotta graze. You gotta. it's too hot to be eating. What, are you just out there eating full meals when it's 80-something degrees out?
Sarah says, I put my chips in my Ritz box so the kids don't eat them.
There you go.
Because they don't want Ritz.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Perfect.
Nebreka, my mom used to try and hide M&Ms in the back of the cupboard, but I was the one who always did the dishes, so I found them every time. Got them.
That's hilarious.
Mel says, that's called girl dinner, just eating snacks all day.
Oh, I just like girl dinner then.
53% of people admit to eating an entire bag of chips in one sitting.
Oh, well, depending on the size, but never just like a regular bag. A couple days, yes. Ugh.
You've never eaten a whole bag of chips?
Not in one sitting.
You got to up your game, bud. Come on now.
No.
Come on now. Yeah, Cody Mac pocket snacks.
Yeah, you just got to put some in there for later times.
They did the secret snacks. So, yeah, those are your snacks. Snack stats.
Snack stats.
From the New York Post, survey of 5,000 Americans. 21% of people say they're not really a meal person. I'm more of a snack person. I like a good meal.
It depends.
But it's like for someone who is as, you know, husky as I am.
Yeah.
I don't really like eating meals that much. When I'm hungry is when I like to eat. And
yeah,
if it's just a quick sandwich or a quick snack, I'm good.
That's kind of what I've been doing this summer. Instead of waiting until it's dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
Just if I'm hungry, I'll do that. I'll just eat. Just start making.
And we've been real bad.
3 o'clock? Well, who cares?
We're all aware of the problem in the house. This last week has been a lot of takeout. I think my family's just mentally exhausted getting through the end of the year.
Again, another where it's the end of the year. It's summertime.
Right. We went up to the loop on Thursday. Get a little loop. What happened, bud?
There's a guy who's got like a wrestling belt or something.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he's coming in here for our karaoke thing.
Oh, cool.
I believe he's a half hour early, but we'll make it work.
But neat.
Twitch.tv/theshow.fm.
Balligan has a step on Cercotti. Balligan to the byline. Balligan into the middle. 10! It's the United States once again on the board early. It's 1-0 U.S. Robinson fizzing it back. Serginho Des blocked. Still in. Might be two. Is two. And the building shakes.
Yeah, USA beats Australia Friday.
That was awesome.
2-0, and then they play Turkey this Thursday night at SoFi Stadium in LA.
They already moved on, though, so.
Yeah, can you explain to me any of this? I don't understand how any of it works.
They just got, once you get a certain amount of, like, points, I guess, if you will, then you get to move on. And they had enough points, and the other people that they needed to have lose, lost.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked out in their favor where they don't even have to worry. I mean, they should still play hard, but.
So are there teams right now that are out of it?
Yeah, okay. There's a couple. If you lose your first two, there's a good chance that you're probably not going to move on.
Okay.
I would imagine. But this is a nice change of pace. I think it's only happened this early a couple times for.
So is this
US?
This Turkey game doesn't really matter is what you're saying?
No, but you still want to play tough. You don't want to kind of let up or whatever, because if you're hot like that, put them away early. Score a bunch of goals. Get the goals.
Yeah, we were watching that Spain team yesterday with who's that kid on that team?
Is it Jamal? Kamal?
Whatever, he's 17.
Just a young kid, man. It's awesome.
Started playing at 15.
I love when they've got young superstars like that, and it's just so fun to watch them.
Yeah, that's incredible talent.
Right, to see a 17-year-old kid just balling.
Thank you, HK, for the sub. Appreciate that. The show.fm.
I love you. Thank you.
For all the links and locations. Did you see that... The World Cup coverage is getting heat for adding mountains to Houston. Did you see this?
No.
So.
Why would they even bother?
Like, the World Cup is doing this thing where they're all around a big table, obviously talking about the games.
Yeah.
And behind them is the city they're talking about.
Yep.
And when they go to Houston.
They put mountains?
Like, it's Houston, but then it's like also mountains behind Houston.
They are of the mountain range known as.
There's getting a million people like tweeting at them or whatever you call. The Houston mountains are actually gorgeous this time of year.
They are. If you get a clear day.
How good is the skiing in the mountains of Houston?
Oh, if you get a gorgeous day up there in the Alps of Houston.
I tore my ACL skiing that mountain back in 2020.
I was one of the first people to ever scale it.
Do you? You climbed the Houston Mountains. Good for you.
I did, when they opened it up for hikers and such.
I don't know why they felt the need to do this. Maybe they felt like it wasn't visually appealing enough.
I don't know. That is kind of weird. Or they had it up from something else. And they don't. I don't know.
They superimposed.
Oh, they superimposed me.
Yeah, well, listen. Go visit the mountains of Houston, the beautiful rolling hills
this
of
time
Houston,
of year,
Texas. Gorgeous.
They're nice.
Gorgeous.
Yep.
Follow us wherever we are at theshow.fm. Get our links to our podcast, our daily live streams.
Well, thank you.
You can listen to the podcast right there, theshow.fm.
It's a good time.
Guys, Friday, Saturday, big going on. It's in Phoenix, New York. Friday night, we got our fireworks.
It's parties.
If you want to come out, watch our fireworks. But then Saturday, we're going to do a little fishing tournament. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., we will be hanging out at Lock One Distilling right there in Phoenix, New York for our Masturbators Classic.
Oh,
little fishing derby fun. We got prizes. We've got just a fun Saturday morning. Something new we're trying.
This is going to, we want to see how this works. I think
we're
going to
go
fun.
Fishing. Cody and I'll go fishing.
Heck yeah. I'm going to throw a bunch of big fat
baits. What are you throwing?
Oh, what you hooking down?
What
there?
I'll do is I'll probably do a Senko on a Texas rig is what I'll probably do.
If you're a fancy city fella.
That's what we usually catch out there on Oswego Rivers. You put a little a pink Senko, green pumpkin on a Texas rig.
I'm gonna put a nice bobber on with a nice little worm with a nice tiny hook and just leave it forever.
Okay. That's usually the one who succeeds.
I know.
People like me who overthink it, don't catch anything. Some kid puts a hot dog on a hook, catches the biggest bass he ever seen.
No, I'll probably do my typical cast and reel in every 12 to 15 seconds.
Doubt yourself. Say, I got to change the bait. I got to change the bait.
Every 10 to 15 casts.
Yeah, when you have...
Catch nothing and then go, well, I suck at fishing.
When you have ADD, as Cody and I do, we don't have much of the H.
No.
ADHD, I'm not very hyperactive, but...
No, but I can't.
He and I are terrible at fishing because of what he just described.
He can just leave it there.
Like, you know of his decision paralysis. But I will just... I'll cast and then go, man, I doubt that.
Well, I'm like, well,
want that.
Gotta get that back in here.
Nah, hold on. They don't want that.
Or I'm always like, it floated too far.
Mm-hmm.
Floated too close. I gotta get that back in there.
Yeah, they don't want
there.
That. It's just an endless stream of doubt just in our brains.
Always.
Well, they're gonna want that bait. They don't want that. Hold on. Let me change this bait.
Yeah, but they should probably get that, though.
Yeah, and then, of course, it'll be some, 8-year-old who put a piece of bologna on a string.
It's crazy. I see it up at a Tisco all the time. I'm like, catch anything. You guys are just reeling in loggers.
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, we'll see you Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. We'll be there. Get there earlier than us. That's fine. Start fishing whenever you want.
Do whatever the hell
it is
you
a
want.
Free fishing weekend. You don't need a license this weekend. So,
but no punching fish.
No punching fish. No weights in fish.
No punching them.
So, we are living in the automated times. Everything is self-driving, self-delivery, all that. And I saw a video a few weeks ago of this, I guess, self-driving, maybe a Waymo or something, driving into a SWAT situation.
Okay.
They must not train these self-driving things.
To worry about that stuff.
That maybe an emergency situation will pop up on the road you're trying to drive on.
Uh-oh.
Well, it happened again with a DoorDash robot. Have you seen these little robots that drive around?
Yeah, I know I haven't, but I've seen, like, on the internet. I haven't seen one in person yet.
I guess we're in a situation. This robot was called Dot the Robot, a delivery robot in Chandler, Arizona. It was trying to deliver food, but the SWAT situation was happening between where it was coming from and where it was trying to deliver. So it just rolled right into this SWAT situation.
Hot soup. Literally hot soup.
Hot soup. Coming through. Hot soup. Hot soup.
And then what do you do? Do the police do their...
They try to
police,
yell... Police! Well, yeah, police. They do police stuff and yell commands at it.
It's like, it's a robot, guys.
He's right there! Hands on the ground! Obviously, Dot, the robot, doesn't know what that means.
Because
it has one singular task of delivering its insides.
They shot the hell out of that thing.
They just killed it. Yep. Technician had to be called to pick up Dot and drive it away in a truck.
Why?
It wouldn't leave.
Why? Just go like this then.
All right. Okay, it's done.
and then it goes. If you don't let it complete its task, maybe, just let it complete its task. Takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, but have you ever tried reasoning with police?
That's true.
It's a showdown of wits at that point.
Instead, they called in a backup to somehow come and
blow
whisk
it up.
This
just
thing.
Blow it up.
Yeah, just either blow it up or just move for 5 seconds.
Because I know how these stupid things are, because they're semi-intelligent, like they have a task.
Yeah.
Same with my Roomba at the house. Like, it'll bump into your foot.
Yep.
And then it'll back up. And then it'll bump into your foot.
Oh.
And you're like, you can't talk to the stupid thing.
Oh.
I argue with my robot vacuum. Yep. Most of my day is spent arguing with this vacuum.
Yep.
I'm in the kitchen. Oh, what?
Oh, sorry. Am I on your way?
Excuse me. Hold on a second.
Oh, sorry. Am I on your way?
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Oh, is this a corner?
And now that, like I told you earlier, now that we've got new furniture in the living room,
oh, probably
it
no
doesn't
idea.
Know what the hell's going on.
It just spins in
like,
a circle.
Like, where am I?
It just spins in a circle. On the floor, goes all.
What am I doing here? I lost. No, you're fine. It's just a different room.
Returning to station.
Killing self immediately.
Jumping into a bathtub.
Suicidal.
Filling up bathtub.
Ah, poor robots. They're just confused, Cody.
Recalibrating.
Now I got Joe in the studio. Joe, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. How you doing? This is
awesome.
Joe Fortino, obviously, I run the Brony Championship Karaoke over at Jake's Grub and Grog.
This is so cool. So we just met Joe, and he's telling us his whole backstory.
Yeah.
So you become friends with Hulk Hogan, what, 5 years ago, you said?
Yes, 5 years.
And you were working with him to do karaoke at his bar.
Right.
And this is just kind of something that's grown out of that, right?
Right.
Are you a singer?
I'm a singer.
Awesome.
So I'm
cool.
A Syracuse area singer.
All right.
Been in a bunch of bands in Syracuse.
Cool.
Obviously... ended like most Syracuse bands do, you know what I mean?
Sure.
You're just grabbing on and trying to do covers and so to speak.
Yeah.
Trying to make some money, you know, grab a little grub. But that being said, I what my big thing was with this was we went down there to actually just to meet Hulk Hogan.
In Clearwater, Florida, yeah.
Yeah, and it ended up being he was so kind to me and so nice and he took a liking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, we're doing karaoke, we're doing this over here, stop by my bar, whatever, and that's what we did. And it just ended up, I just ended up being like furniture in that place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just always there, you know?
Yeah. So you bring this up here, now it's at Jake's Grub and Grog every Friday night?
Every Friday.
But listen to this whole show that goes on. It's Brony Championship Karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, karaoke's fun to do on its own, but Joe's describing to me that you've got lights, fog machine, you are doing karaoke in a whole rock star atmosphere, right?
Right. We want you to feel like a rock star when you leave there.
Okay.
You know, that's the object, to put the belt, you know, we're giving out championship belts and we're giving out these Super Bowl rings that I just showed you. They're gorgeous. We're giving away all this stuff because, again, we want you to feel like that champion when you're up there. We want the fog. We want the smoke. We want the cold spark pyro.
Uh-huh.
We want it all because we want you to feel like a rock star. That's what this is about.
So can people still sign up, or is it like, you said there's a bracket system going on?
We text in.
Okay.
We text in. So every week we get different singers in. They come in the door. If they're a new singer, they just put their stuff in through text.
Mm-hmm.
It's text up to the front. We put them up there, and weekly we put weekly winners on the bracket. So two weekly winners go on a bracket, and then it goes for a 12-week period, and then they battle for the rings. Them 24 people battle for two rings.
And they probably bring their own fans. Like, it probably gets so rowdy, right?
Yeah, the finales and the quarterfinals get really... We're talking a couple hundred people.
Dude,
it's gorgeous in there.
So
beautiful.
If you're just tuning in, this is Joe from Brony Championship Karaoke. It's over at Jake's Grub and Grog every single Friday. Is it 8 to 11 every Friday?
It's 7 to 11.
7 to 11. Friday. All right. This Friday, though, a very special, special championship karaoke. What's going on this Friday, Joe?
This Friday, I got WWE Hall of Fame legend, Jimmy Hart.
All right.
Such a great dude. So, again, the initial way this was supposed to go down was that Hulk Hogan was supposed to be doing these things. Unfortunately, we lost him last July.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, Jimmy's his right-hand man. He stepped up.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, I'm going to take care of it. Don't worry. I got your back. And, you know, we went from there. So he's going to come and do a meet and greet.
Yeah.
He's going to do it from 5 to 8.
Okay.
And then from 8 to 11, he's going to be judging.
Jimmy,
that's awesome.
We got to show. We had Jimmy here for our WrestleCue event. See him up on that poster. I got to show you a photo we got.
And I think he signed the one of the
he
belt
signed
here
over there.
Somewhere.
He is so great, man. You guys are gonna have a great time. Does this cost money to meet Jimmy this Friday?
It does. There's tickets online. Okay. We've discounted them just because we want everybody to show up.
Yeah.
We want everybody to get, you know, we want to put the people in front of him, obviously.
Yeah.
He's infectious, man. Yeah, he really is. Like, when you talk to him, he's straight from the heart, you know?
Yeah. So
he's just one of them guys that you, in your lifetime, got to meet. He's 82 years old.
Yeah, it doesn't look like
it. He looks like he's 20.
Yeah, he doesn't look
like
it.
Looks like he did back in the wrestling days.
Yeah,
he really does.
We did a thing back at this WrestleCuse event. Cody and I have a tag team gimmick, the Dirty Dogs, that we go out and do that. And Jimmy was doing his meet and greet. And we were just doing, like, it's a radio bit. We have our fake characters. I'll show you the photos. Yeah. We go back to use the bathroom. Jimmy came backstage. He thought we were a real tag team. He was like hyping us up. He was like, you guys are doing great out there. We can't believe it. I was like, Jimmy Hart just legitimized our tag team gimmick. I love it so much.
So
when
cool.
you get off the phone with him or you talk to him personally, you feel like like I just said, like a rock star,
it
right?
Takes you,
you feel like he takes you to a new level, man. It's beautiful.
All right, listen. Yep. So this Friday, obviously special. Jimmy Mouth of the South Heart's going to be there. All that information is on Facebook. I'll share it on the K-Rock page so you guys know about it. Other Fridays going through the summer? Are we still doing this all summer long?
Summer Slugfest starts July 10th.
Okay.
And it runs through September. And then in September, the Fall Brawl starts. So again, we're putting all these people in these quarters to win the rings.
Show this camera right here. Show them that belt. Show them that belt right here. If you're looking
to get to this point.
Look at that belt.
To get to this level. And then you win at the end of the year.
Yeah, get back on the mic right there.
At the end of the year, you're going to get $1,000 and the championship belt, and then you're going to be the Brony undisputed champion for the whole year. You're gonna come in and out of there, and then we start a whole new bracket, and then your challengers await.
Oh, this is so
awesome.
This is so fun. It's over at Jake's Grub and Grog every Friday night. It's Brony Championship Karaoke. This Friday, special guest, Jimmy Hart. Joe, so good to meet you, man. This is so fun. It's a Monday. That means Joe Stanley's here. Stanley Law, the Maximum Award people. Good morning, Joe. Good
morning, guys.
All right, you have a question for us. Go ahead.
All right. Strike Three Holding Company is suing Meta. And now Strike Three Holding Company is a purveyor of porn movies and videos.
They're making skin flicks, Joe.
So why do you think they are suing Meta?
Why are they suing Meta? All right, I have two guesses. Either it's AI related or
that's what I was going
Meta
with.
Glasses have cameras in them, so maybe people are making pornos with Meta glasses.
Oh, I was going with the AI. They made AI porn.
All right, we're
going
to go with AI.
It's AI. They're suing them because Meta is using their films to train their AI.
To train models. So like,
really?
Yeah, so because they want to know what a naked lady would look like, you know, for training purposes.
Yes.
So that's got to be fed into their models. Do they have a case?
Well, there's, you know, you can't steal content. Remember, this is a big issue, though, about unregulation of, you know, they've had issue with books and newspapers and voices and everything. And it's difficult to prove that that's where they're getting it from, because you know their videos are available.
Yeah, right.
Cost. How do you prove that that's
they specifically targeted that? Yeah, yeah. No, I think it comes down to you need some kind of regulation, because, like you said, you can just feed anything into these AI models, and they have to learn from it.
And then you're losing it. The problem is your intellectual property then becomes worthless, because now they have it and can do anything with it.
Yeah.
And so, and it, you know, that destroys, going to destroy creativity, because if you can't maintain value to your intellectual property, that's a huge problem.
I think that's why Disney got in early, and they're like, you know, made deals with these companies. What's your other story, Joe?
Well, this is a thing not to do. But anyways, this is a lawsuit arising out of this woman. I guess she was a drug mule, and she decided to put 27 ecstasy pills in her private parts.
Sure.
And so she got arrested, and she was being held in a holding cell and having all these symptoms and complaining. And 17 or 18 people went by her, and she went.
Did she tell them that she had
unclear. I guess she may not have been that coherent. But she was for 16 hours exhibiting symptoms and was in custody for that long.
Wow.
Before she went and had seizures, and then they decided, okay, she's got a problem, when then they discovered the problem. And then she brought a lawsuit saying they should have, you know, no one did anything for me for the 16
hours. What's generally like the rules? Like if you're arrested and you're under the influence or maybe you're injured, they have to take care of you?
If you take someone and they're suffering visibly, you are in an obligation once you take them under in custody to make sure that they survive.
Yeah.
And we've seen that issues. We've had issues in the jail here.
Sure.
And it's just something that happens. And the problem is, I think they just thought she was whatever. And
yeah, mental illness or whatever it is. Yeah. But no, she was gacked out of her mind on a bunch of ecstasy, I guess.
Sheesh.
Listen, Joe, he handles the serious stuff. Go see Stanley Law. Stanley Law, the maximum award people. Thank you, Joe. Sometimes David Draymond sings like he's a dog who's been nosing around in the trash.
Yeah.
Get out of there! Draymond! Get out of garbage! He's just hacking up a chicken bone. He got it. Yep, he got it up. Draymond! Get out of there! Hey, if you want to meet Jimmy Hart, I just put up a Facebook giveaway right now. Facebook.com/KRockCNY.
I know, he's 82.
They're getting up there. But we're in our 40s at this point.
Hey, whoa.
Anybody that we grew up loving in the 80s is going to be in their 80s now.
Or older.
Hey, listen, all you got to do is go over to our Facebook page, KRockCNY on Facebook. I shared the Brony Championship Wrestling information. Comment below, tag a friend, and I'll pick a bunch of winners by the end of the day today.
That's awesome.
You just got to be able to pick them up. They are physical tickets, so.
And.
You got to be able to pick them up in the Syracuse studios.
And it's getting good food. So, I mean.
Dude, Jake's Grub and Grog.
I mean, that's.
I've had some incredible meals at Jake's Grub and Grog.
Yeah, big time.
So get out there to our Facebook page to win those. All right. Business. I've already tested the gaming stream.
We're sure?
It worked at 5:30 this morning.
All right.
So right now, we're going to finally play the final basketball game
for the
championship trophy. There.
I can touch it because that's not a rule in basketball.
Knicks, Spurs, the last game of our series.
That's it.
And then we'll move on to a new game tomorrow.
That's it.
Golf or something. We got baseball as well, all that.
There's baseball, there's
gaming
wrestling.
Stream driven by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Styling, profiling. Jimmy Hart knows about that. Jet plane for
right.
Ryan.
You're damn right he does.
Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Of course, radio side, you're going to get the 90s at 9. We'll kick that off with a little garbage. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm to see who wins the NBA title cup championship.
For the number.
Belt.
Number.
For the winner circle.
Get it.
Catch the fever.